You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by the MLB.com Shop.
It's mid-January and a good time to catch up a little bit on your Houston Astros. I'm Dave Raymond with Brian McTaggart of Astros.com. B-Tags, this time of year, typically not a whole lot of newsy things happening with most teams, with the exception, perhaps, in your case, of Dallas Keuchel's arbitration, decision. A little over $7 million. What did you make of all that news?
Yeah, Dallas reached a $7.25 million deal with Astros for 2016. And, for a Cy Young winner, I know when it came out, a lot of people are like, well, how come the Astros only paying him $7.25 million? Why aren't they paying him $15 million? But, you know, the way the system works is, for the first time, and actually his deal, $7.25 million, is a record for a starting pitcher when the first time he's eligible for arbitration. It's not even close. He shattered the previous record by more than $2 million. So, and talking to Dallas shortly after he signed the deal, it was pretty interesting. He was saying that he's excited to get it, obviously, but he was hoping that this can kind of open the door for some other guys, some other starting pitchers as they come along to get similar deals or even better deals, and that, it's not a record that's going to stand for a few years. He would like to see some guys behind him do even better than he does. But, I know Dallas will have 2 years left, and, you know, if he keeps pitching like he does, he's going to make a lot of money. Maybe the Astros try to sign a long-term deal at some point, but, you know, the closer a pitcher gets to arbitration and the more success he has, the harder that becomes to do. But yeah, as of right now, the Astros really getting Dallas title for what he gives them for $7.25 million is a pretty good deal.
Yeah, very cool that he looks at it as perhaps a way to further the progress for future pitchers or players in arbitration. The other thing is about arbitration, it's always considered, you know, that's a team control thing, and you're more than likely going to get guys at a bargain of what they would get in the open market. And I'm sure that's true in Keuchel's case, but it seems like those savings, right, that they typically realize, those are shrinking a little bit with deals like that.
Yeah, they are, and, you know, that's why, you know, teams, you know, debate whether they try to sign some players they think have potential, try to sign them before they hit arbitration and buy out those arbitration years. Just look at Jose Altuve, for example. You know, the Astros signed him pretty early into his career, bought out his arbitration, and that was before he won a batting title and before he was a Gold Glove winner, and right now that looks like a terrific deal for the Astros. I think it was like, I don't have it in front of me, but 4 years, $17 million maybe with a couple options, so, and boy, that's a great deal for the Astros right now. When they signed it at the time, you're like, yeah, you know, let's see what happens. And so teams are willing to roll the dice on that a little bit to save even more money in arbitration because, like you said, Keuchel getting a record deal and, you know, Jake Arrieta is asking for a lot of money. He and the Cubs are quite far apart. So, I think some of these guys are trying to get what they're worth, and the market keeps going up.
Yeah, meanwhile, a guy who is probably past those heady days has come back to the Houston Astros, Wandy Rodriguez, in a minor league deal. What's the thinking here? I mean, obviously, everybody needs and wants depth, but is there a possibility that fans in Houston could see Wandy Rodriguez in that rotation in April?
Well, I think if they do, that probably means something went wrong. I mean, nothing against Wandy. You know, he's 37 years old. He was released by the Braves last year. He made 10 starts for the Rangers and did okay. I think he even retired, 34 hitters in a row over a two-stretch start. But I think he's more of an emergency guy at this point, just a guy who has some experience they could plug in if something went wrong, if there's health issues. I mean, they're having a look at the health of Brad Peacock coming off an injury. You know, Scott Feldman's had a shoulder injury, so How are those guys going to bounce back? So it's kind of an inventory thing. They can bring him in. They know he's going to be comfortable here. He's left-handed. He's probably going to pitch forever. But, yeah, you know, Wandy's best days are behind him. I mean, he's 11 years removed from pitching the World Series for the Astros. But it's going to be fun to have him back around. I know you know him, Dave, and he's kind of a fun-loving guy and brings positive energy to the clubhouse.
Yeah, it's an interesting signing, and I definitely a guy who could help the team in certain situations. As we get closer and closer to spring training, Brian, we've thought about this week being a get-to-know-you kind of week. New faces come every year for teams, whether they're, you know, just graduating up the system of the minor leagues or offseason acquisitions. Is somebody that you'd like to spotlight this week? Fans are going to be excited to get to know.
Well, I think Ken Giles is the one guy that everybody's wanting to know more about. I mean, he's really the only big-time newcomer on the team this year. Of course, they traded away four players to the Phillies to get him, but had a chance to visit with Giles a little bit on Thursday at the caravan stop at Chick-fil-A, and you could really see his personality come out. He's from New Mexico. He's big into, motorcycles and fixing cars and that kind of thing. And the interesting thing about Giles, I think, he's 25 years old. We all know he throws 100 miles an hour. Great stuff with the Phillies last year in the second half of the year. There's still not a long track record on him, and he's only a couple of years away from walking a lot of guys in the minor league a couple of years ago. So, Astros taking a little bit of the roll of the dice, but you just can't ignore that power arm and that stuff that he has. And where I'm going with this is he's entering a bullpen. He's going to be the closer at 25 years old on a bullpen really full of veterans. Gregerson, Neshek, Harris. Gregerson and Neshek over 30. Tony Sipp, another guy, 30, maybe 29, 30 years old. So this veteran bullpen is going to be looking at this guy in the ninth inning. It's going to come with some pressure. He's going to be pitching in playoff games for the first time in his career, and that's going to come with some pressure. But he's a very interesting guy. Seems like a very nice guy. And I know when he signed, I asked him, when was the first time he learned to throw 100 miles an hour? And he's like, that's what everyone always asked me. And I think it was his junior year in college, or maybe between sophomore and junior year, bullpen, the ball just started flying out of his hand. And ever since then, he's been on the fast track to the major league. So it's going to be fun to watch him, fun to watch the radar gun when he comes in. And we can only hope he has some success and starts piling up those saves.
I got to tell you, his numbers in his time in the big leagues with the Phillies are, they're ridiculous. Whether it's three home runs given up in 2 years or 151 strikeouts in 115 innings, I know concerns may still linger from his minor league days of walking guys. I wonder how they account for the fact that he doesn't walk as many guys now in the big league. How does that make sense?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, obviously something clicks. He figures something out, and it just starts clicking. And it looked like it almost happened with him overnight. If you look at what he did, I mean, he wasn't a guy who was recruited a lot coming out of college. He went to a little college in Arizona, and no one really knew him down there and anything he was doing. I mean, no one's going to come to New Mexico and Arizona and look for baseball players as much as they are in California and Florida and in Texas and some other places. So I'll tell you another interesting thing about him too is he's married to a pitcher as well. His wife is Estella Pinon, I believe is how it's pronounced. She pitched for the University of Arizona and was drafted by the women's fast pitch summer team. So and she throws as hard as he does when compared to softball. So comes from a pitcher's family, but probably both of them know you got to throw strikes to be successful, and he's been doing that for the last couple of years. And if he can keep that up, and with the team that he has, he's got a chance to pile up some saves and really have a nice career.
So let me ask you this: you've had a chance to get to know him a little bit. You two just hanging out at Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
You think of a guy throwing 100 miles per hour, closer. I don't know what it is, but you almost think of guys sort of like on the edge, right? Extreme personalities, love the pressure, love that moment. They throw hard. It's just come and get me kind of thing. Well, do you see that reflected in the personality? And is that just sort of a silly thing to expect to see in a guy's personality?
I really don't see that with him yet. I mean, maybe we see more on the mound and he gets more comfortable in Houston. We'll get an idea. He was a little bit of a cut up at the drive through when people were coming up and he was handing them the chicken sandwiches. But, he did idolize Randy Johnson, and that's a big personality, with his hair and everything else that comes with Randy Johnson. That was a guy he idolized coming up. And he tried to, even though he was left-handed and Giles is right-handed, he tried to pattern his game after him. So, but it seems like you're right. It seems like any closer pretty much who has success has got some kind of quirkiness about him, and what that is on Ken Giles, I guess we'll find out as the year goes on.
Yeah, interesting. Was he a regular up the middle Chick-fil-A just number one, or is he go with the spicy chicken, or is he a healthy guy, that want the breaded stuff?
Well, a woman did come through and order a salad while he was there, and he tried to talk her out of the salad and into the chicken sandwich, and he said he would even buy her the chicken sandwich, which she wasn't having it. She grabbed the chicken, she grabbed the salad and punched it and got out of there. So considering he's trying to talk her out of the salad, I guess he's not as much into health food as the woman getting a salad at 10:30 in the morning.
Yeah. Listen, man, when you're at Chick-fil-A, you got to go with the chicken sandwich. So at the very least, we know he's bright.
Yes. I didn't know they sold salads there.
Who did? Well, Brian is always enlightening. We learned a little bit about salads and a lot about Ken Giles. Great stuff as always, man. Have a great week, and we'll do it again about 7 days from now.
All right, Dave. Talk to you then.
All right, there he goes. Brian McTaggart, MLB.com, extra the Houston Astros edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.